My dear brothers and sisters in Christ, I had the good fortune to travel to Israel in 2018. And one of the places we passed by was a vast land where sheep abound. We had the opportunity to see with our own eyes a shepherd tending his sheep from afar. According to our guide, the shepherd was completely alone, except for his dog and the sheep. Once a week, someone rode out to the distant hill country to bring him food and rifle shells. Mostly he was there to protect his sheep and ready to fight for them with his gun when wolves or wild animals came by. As we passed by, I was wondering if he was a Christian or read about Jesus the Good Shepherd. My dear brothers and sisters, we have baptism and confirmation with these three beautiful teenagers. Through baptism, they will be entering the fold of the sheep of Jesus. They will be entering the sheep of our church, and Jesus will be your good shepherd. The Bible uses the image of a shepherd to describe Jesus. The shepherd in my story experienced firsthand why the Bible uses that image. The shepherd probably learned firsthand what the qualities of a good shepherd are. We ask ourselves, what are the qualities of a good shepherd? First, a good shepherd is totally committed person. A shepherd lives for the flock day after day, week after week, month after month. Shepherding isn't just another job, like working in an office or clerking in a store. Shepherding is not a job at all. Shepherding is a way of life. You don't shepherd sheep because it's job to earn a living. You shepherd sheep because it's a job you love. My dear brothers and sisters, when Jesus called himself a good shepherd, he meant that he was committed for his flock 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. In other words, my dear brothers and sisters, all his energies, all his concerns were for the flock entrusted to his care. Every moment of his life was dedicated to it. And this brings us to the second quality a shepherd must have. Besides being deeply committed, a shepherd must be a caring person. A shepherd's satisfaction is tied with the welfare of the flock. When the flock is happy, the shepherd is happy. When the flock is in pain, the shepherd is in pain. There's an old Jewish legend that explains why God chose Moses over all other people on earth to shepherd his flock Israel. According to the legend, one day, Moses was shepherding some sheep that belonged to his father-in-law, Jethro. Suddenly, he spotted a lamb darting off through the underbrush. Moses dropped everything and pursued it, lest it be killed by wild animals or become lost. And he finally caught up with the lamb at a tiny stream of water, where it began to drink feverishly. When it had finished, Moses scooped it up in his arms, saying, "Little one, I didn't know you ran away because you were thirsty. Your tiny legs must be tired." With that, he placed the lamb on his shoulders and carried it back to the flock. When God saw how caring Moses was, he said to himself, "At last, I found a special person I have been searching for." It will make Moses the shepherd of my people Israel. My dear brothers and sisters, it was the kind of person that Jesus was, also gentle and caring about each member of the flock. This brings us to the final quality of a good shepherd must have. Besides being committed and caring, a shepherd must be courageous. There is a story in the first book of Samuel about how young David volunteered to fight the Philistine giant Goliath. The king Saul refused to let David do it, saying, "You are only a youth," while he has been a warrior from his youth. David responded, saying, "Your servant used to tend his father's sheep, and whenever a lion or bear came to carry off a sheep from his flock, I would go after it and attack it and rescue the prey from its mouth. The Lord, who delivered me from the claws of the lion and the bear, will also keep me safe from the Philistine." From the book of 1 Samuel, chapter 17. We know how that story turned out. David defeated Goliath. My dear brothers and sisters, I believe that the shepherd we witness in our travel, whether he's a Christian or not, knew about Jesus, the Good Shepherd. The Bible gave us Jesus the title of the Good Shepherd. It says, and Jesus says, "I am a good shepherd. The shepherd lays down his life for his sheep. I am a good shepherd. I know My own and my own know me. They listen to my voice, so there will be one flock, one shepherd. My dear brothers and sisters, it is because Jesus had to a perfect degree the three qualities every shepherd must have. Jesus was committed, caring, and courageous. His sole concern was the flock his Father has entrusted to him. Jesus is the model for all parents, all teachers, and others who have people entrusted to their cares. Let me conclude by listening again to the words this responsorial psalm. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. In verdant pastures he gives me repose. Beside restful waters he leads me. He refreshes my soul. He guides me in the right paths for his name's sake. Even though I walk in the dark valley, I fear no evil, for you are at my side with your rod and your staff that give me courage. You spread a table before me in the sight of my foes. You anoint my head with oil, my cup overflows. Only goodness and kindness follow me all the days of my life, and I shall dwell in the house of the Lord for years to come. Amen.